small town dealer with big city selection, and they proudly support our area student athletes on and off the field. Check out their inventory online at ShadronMotors.com. Shadron Motor Company, West Highway 20 in Shadron. Call 308-432-9004. Lock in your radio dial. It's time for Shadron Cardinal Sports.
The following is a presentation of Shadrag Communication Sports. This is the Shadron Community Hospital pregame show. Exceeding the standard, excellence in healthcare, that's Shadron Community Hospital.
Well, welcome to Gearing High School as we're in the second day of the Western Conference Tournament. We're on the south side of north of the Platte River as we have girls compilation semifinal action between the 5-seed Shadron Cardinals and the 8-seed, the Alliance Bulldogs. I'm Chase Thompson here with you. You're tuning in to the Shadron Community Hospital pregame show, Shadron Community Hospital, exceeding the standard excellence in healthcare. These two teams are coming off of losses yesterday in the first round of the Western Conference Tournament. The Shadron Cardinals were right here at Gearing High School where they fell 62-46 to the North Platte Bulldogs. The Cardinals played really well in the first half, struggled from the field in the second quarter, but really bounced back in the second half, but ended up falling by a 62-46 score to North Platte. And the Lions Bulldogs were the eighth seed in this tournament. They took on the Sydney Red Raiders yesterday, fell 57-16. I'm Chase Thompson here with you. Jared Rasmussen running the controls back in Shadron on the second day of the Western Conference Tournament. Boys are about to get started over at Scottsbluff High School. They are taking on the 8-seed Liberty Tree Academy out of Falcon, Colorado. Let's take a quick glance at the brackets to see how we've fared so far, especially for the Shadron side of things, and get a look at who could be on the ropes for tomorrow for the Shadron Cardinals. Here in the girls' side of things, the winner of this game will take on the winner of Liberty Tree in Mitchell. Liberty Tree fell to Scottsbluff 64-7 yesterday, and Gearing fell to Gearing 62-42. The winner of this game will play at 11:30 a.m. tomorrow at Scottsbluff High School. The loser, again, early morning, having to play at 10 a.m. at Scottsbluff High School. The winner side of the bracket includes the Sydney Red Raiders, who took down the Lions 57-16. They'll play North Platte. Actually, just started about 15 minutes ago at WNCC in Scottsbluff and Gearing. We'll meet up at Scottsbluff Gearing semifinal in both girls and boys. We're live here on the Shadron Community Hospital pregame show. We'll take our first break, come back for more pregame. You're tuning in to Shadron Cardinal Basketball on KCSR and Shadrad.com.
This is Keith Blaylock, physical therapist and certified athletic trainer at Shadron Community Hospital. Our department is pleased to continue in the provision of sports medicine rehabilitation to injured athletes in our region. We are looking forward to providing the care needed to help get you back in the game this upcoming season. Whether you're a competitive high school or college athlete participating in organized sports, or a weekend warrior just trying to stay active, please do not hesitate to give us a call at 308-432-0232.
Your financial future is bright at the Shadron Federal Credit Union. We offer credit builder loans, signature loans, and so much more. Our youth and teen accounts are high interest bearing, helping our youngsters make the most out of their money, in addition to several other youth programs throughout the year. For our other members, we offer IRAs and CDs, along with other programs to ensure a successful financial future at Shadron Federal Credit Union, 126 East 3rd in Shadron, where members mean more than money.
The promise to your baby that there's nothing in this world you wouldn't do for them. Braiding your daughter's hair or taking care of a sick parent. For 175 years, New York Life Insurance Company has lived by this belief. Love is more than a feeling. It's an action. Putting your love into action starts with a simple phone call to me, Noelle Vulcan, your local New York Life agent. I can be reached at 605-716-0800 or at newyorklife.com. I will make sure your needs always come first, just like you do for your family.
People bank with people. At Platte Valley Bank, not only do we provide a wide array of financial services, we also provide leadership and volunteer time to support many community activities. We give our time, talent, and resources to help local organizations that have an impact on our friends and neighbors. Building long-term relationships with our customers and a strong commitment to our community is the way we do business.
Platte Valley Bank, member FDIC.
Oh, welcome back to Gearing High School. We're live here on Shattern Community Hospital pregame show. I'm Chase Thompson here in the Platte Valley Bank broadcast booth. Platte Valley Bank, you belong here. Member FDIC. Let's take a look back at yesterday for the Shattern Cardinals, who took on North Platte Bulldogs right here at Gearing High School. It was a tough loss from the Cardinals, battled with the Class A North Platte team, ended up falling by a 62-46 score. But there was some very impressive stat numbers from that game for the Shattern Cardinals. Jesse Alcorn led the team with 15 points. And the two players that I'm about to mention next you may have heard of from time to time this season, but never in a real scoring role. That's Joe Bryce and Jay Gooder. Each had 8 points for the Cardinals. I forgot to mention that Alcorn went 5-for-5 from the charity stripe in that game. But Bryce and Jay Gooder, each scored 8 points for the Cardinals. Gracie Calkins was right behind them with 6. Reese Ritterbush had 5. And Sophie Watson had 4. Again, it was a tight game throughout, but the Cardinals just couldn't get it done. The second quarter in the difference in that game between Shattern and North Platte. And looking at the court for this matchup this afternoon between Shattern and Alliance, this isn't the first time that they played this year. This isn't the second time. It's the third time this year, and it's been Shattern win over Alliance 46-38 at Alliance on December the 20th. And then just 14 days ago in Shattern, 53-36 in the favor of Shattern in that first game. Shattern got out to a 20-0 run. That was the score at the end of the first quarter. Alliance battled back, outscored the Cardinals 38-26 in the final three quarters, but the first quarter was just enough for the Cardinals to get it done on that Friday night in Alliance. And then the last time these two teams played 2 weeks ago in Shattern, Macy Seabaum for Alliance put on a show at 17 points in the first half, and the halftime score was actually 17-30 for the Shattern Cardinals. And then the second half, Macy Seabaum wore down, got a little bit of help, but it was the Shattern Cardinals who came out on top, 53-36. Look at the point totals for everybody for the Shattern Cardinals in those two games. Jesse Alcorn had 16 points in each. Gracie Calkins had 18, including a pretty good night the second time. 8 points, well, 10 the first time, 8 the second. Reese Ritterbush had 17 combined, 12 in the first, 5 in the second. Sophie Watson had 9 in the second game, ended up with 11 between the two games so far this season between the two sides. Rylan Berry had 8 points in that last game versus Alliance. Callie Hendrickson, 8 combined, 5 in the second one, 5 in the first, I beg your pardon, 3 in the second. And J.C. Terman had 3 points for the Cardinals in the last game between Alliance and Shattern. We're live here on Constellation Semifinal Friday. We'll go ahead and take another break. Come back for more pregame. You're tuning in to Shattern Cardinal Basketball on 610 a.m. KCSR and Shadrad.com.
This is Keith Blaylock, physical therapist and certified athletic trainer at Shattern Community Hospital. Our department is pleased to continue in the provision of sports medicine rehabilitation to injured athletes in our region. We are looking forward to providing the care needed to help get you back in the game this upcoming season. Whether you're a competitive high school or college athlete participating in organized sports, or a weekend warrior just trying to stay active, please do not hesitate to give us a call at 308-432-0232.
Arrow Building Center in Shattern is a big supporter of high school sports. So much that when the CHS boys or girls basketball teams hit a shot from inside the paint, it reminds us that Arrow Building Center in Shattern cheers for the home team. From interior and exterior paints to all of your needed painting accessories, Arrow has everything you need to do the job right. Go Cards on the floor, the mat, or any other extracurricular activity you're part of. From the crew at Arrow Building Center, West Highway 20 in Shattern.
I've seen better days. Years of game day cheering has taken their toll. Leaning back, I've supported countless touchdowns, field goals, and heartbreaks, but now I'm feeling the strain. Don't let your game day comfort be a casualty. Head to Home Haven Furniture and Appliance for a new recliner that can handle the excitement of football season. You deserve to relax and enjoy the game in style. Home Haven Furniture and Appliance, where your game day greatness begins.
Welcome back to the Shattern Community Hospital pregame show. Shattern Community Hospital exceeding the standard excellence in healthcare. Let's get a look at our Shattern Lock keys of the game. Shattern Lock, your local dealer for lock, safe, security cameras, access control, keys, and more. For the Shattern Cardinals, you know you've beaten Alliance twice so far. The best way to defend and beat Alliance is by shutting down Macy's D-Bomb. She had 17 points in the first half of the last contest between Shattern and Alliance. Finished with 19. So shut down Macy's D-Bomb, and you should be able to get a win over this Alliance Bulldog team that comes in with a 1-16 record. Their one win came against Gorn Rushville 10 days ago, a 43-36 win for the Bulldogs. That was up in Gorn Rushville. Just a few days later, Shattern defeated Gorn Rushville 45-44 in a game that came down to the final shot. And if you're Alliance, I'd say just try to shut down this freshman group. You never know who's going to get hot next. Got a really young Shattern team that is playing this evening against Alliance. So this younger group, find someone hot. Good luck if you're Alliance. That's your Shattern Lock. Keys the game. Shattern Lock, your local dealer for lock, safe security cameras, access control, keys, and more. Now, we still got about 4.5 minutes left in pregame. I want to take a deeper dive into these brackets. I've already talked about the girls' side of things. Let's take a look at the boys' bracket for you right now. Got the Buffalo 1 seed defeated Liberty Tree Academy by a 101-12 score. It was like 50-something to 12 at halftime. Scott's Bluff shut down Liberty Tree in the second half to get the win to move on to the semifinals. And I mentioned earlier that the semifinal matchup for Scott's Bluff, both girls and boys, is gearing. And yes, it is gearing. That got started at 2 o'clock this afternoon, so that game should be final by now. Gearing defeated the Shattern Cardinals 61-51. Right here at Gearing High School last night, Alliance Bulldogs defeated Mitchell 58-41 in the wrap up the day over at Scotts Bluff High School. It was wrap up the day over at Scotts Bluff High School. Sydney defeated North Platte 68-32. So the semifinals on the boys' side of things are Scotts Bluff and Gearing. They already played the Alliance in Sydney, and that'll come up at 5 o'clock. On the consolation side of things for the boys' bracket, Liberty Tree and Shattern, they are tipping off at 4 o'clock over at Scotts Bluff High School, and Mitchell and North Platte will wrap the day up at Scotts Bluff High at 5:30. Boys' final day will be played right here at Gearing High School with 7th-place game taking place at 10 a.m., 5th-place coming up at 11:30. Based on how results play out, I'll be having the boys' game on my personal computer to my left. So I'll be keeping an eye on things. Video quality over at Scotts Bluff High School is good enough that I can follow along with that game. I was trying to keep tabs on the game here at Gearing yesterday between Shattern and North Platte. Couldn't really see the scoreboard well enough, but thank you to other broadcasters in the Panhandle for helping me out with that and allowing me to provide you score updates from that game between Shattern and North Platte. Shattern tonight will be in the road uniforms. The Alliance will be the home team in this game. The upper side of the bracket is considered the home team in these games. So even though Shattern will be wearing their road uniforms today, they'll be back in their home whites tomorrow for the boys. Girls will be also in their home whites for the first time in this tournament. We're live here at Gearing High School. Still got about 2 minutes to go until we get to the starting lineups, but I'll go ahead and jump into them myself. Starting lineups are sponsored by Country Kitchen, a place like home on 10th Street. And Shattern, and as I look for my score sheet for tonight, I can say that for the Alliance Bulldogs, they're going to come out with number 11, Paz Cody, followed by number 14, Brooke Bailey, number 22, Macy Seabomb, number 25, Maya Marsteller, and number 42, Gail Lambert. They are head coached by Mackenzie Foster in her first year as the head coach of the Bulldogs, a 2015 grad of Alliance High School, assisted by longtime coach Heidi Mannion and Reeve Fries. And the starting lineup for the Shattern Cardinals will look like this. Number 1, Gracie Calkins, followed by number 3, Sophie Watson. Number 23, Jesse Alcorn. Number 32, Savea Seywoon, and making her first start of her varsity career will be number 13, Jove Grice. She had a great night last night for the Cardinals. 8 points all in the first 3 quarters. The teams have gathered around their benches. We'll go ahead and take our final break. Tip-off coming up next here on KCSR and Shadrad.com.
Big Bats Conoco, located at 1250 West Highway 20 in Shattern, is your one-stop shop for those halftime snacks you're going to need. Not only can you stop and fuel your vehicle, but they have everything inside you'll need to fuel your stomach. Their store is filled with any snack you could desire, right down to pizza. Big Bats also offers a car wash, an ATM, and stations to plug in that new electronic car you just bought. Big Bats is your go-to place 24 hours a day for fuel, snacks, beer, car washes, and electric vehicle charging stations.
Everybody talks about hometown banking, but what does that mean? I'm sure there's an impressive corporate answer to that question, but for small town folks, hometown banking is working with a financial partner that knows you and knows your goals, cares about your family, and that you see at various community functions. The folks at Security First Banks along Highway 20 are the definition of a hometown bank, and if you're looking for what they've got, visit any of the Security First Bank locations in Shadron, Crawford, and Hay Springs. Security First Bank, banking with you in mind.
Let's face it, buying a new vehicle can be super fun and exciting, but also really stressful. That's why Eagle Chevrolet has the qualified sales personnel to help you find exactly what you're looking for. The team at Eagle understands that this vehicle isn't just for transportation. It's the vehicle you trust to get you to the game, or the music concert, or that dance recital. Head down to the corner of Highway 385 and 20 in Shadron, where the people at Eagle Chevrolet understand your values. 308-432-5583.
So, we tried to warn you, but you didn't listen. And now you're stuck on the side of the road in the middle of nowhere. Your vehicle won't start, the kids are already complaining that they're bored and hungry, and you have no cell service. At least you have a coyote, or coyotes, to keep you company. That all could have been avoided with a trip to Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts. Remember, a little bit of preventative maintenance goes a long ways. Stop by Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts, 504 West 3rd Street, in Shadron, unless you like being stranded.
For the best burgers and shakes in Northwest Nebraska, it's Q's Dairy Suite in Crawford. This is AM 610 KCSR Shadron.
Gearing High School. It's about time to get going between the Shattering Cardinals and the Alliance Bulldogs Girls Consolation Semifinals here at Gearing High School as we've crossed the top of the 4 o'clock hour here upstairs at 10 a.m. KCSR Shadrad.com. Shadron, Nebraska. Chase Thompson here with you in Gearing. Britt Rasmussen hanging out running the controls tonight in Shadron. Hope you enjoy this different style of 4 o'clock programming. Usually hear Jen and I joking around talking about some history. Well, we got some history in front of us. Both these teams made it to the fifth place game last year. Shadron won that game to get fifth place. Both teams lost the first round, battled back in the second round, met up in the third place game. Shadron has won the last handful of games between these two sidelines, looking to end that streak tonight. They're announcing the starters to the crowd here. Pretty solid crowd, given that it's a 4 o'clock game at a neutral site. Alliance, the home team tonight. And we'll be home on the scoreboard wearing their home white uniforms with blue lines across the chest, blue numbers, white trim, and the Shattering Cardinals. Their bench is going to be clear on the far end from where I'm at. They're in their road black uniforms with red numbers, white trim, red Shattering across the chest with white trim to go around that. Thank you for joining us here for this coverage of Shattering High School basketball right here on 610 AM KCSR and Shadrad.com. About that time to get going. Between the Cardinals and the Alliance Bulldogs. The winner will play over at Scott Bluff High School tomorrow at 11:30 a.m. The loser will play at 10 a.m. also at Scott Bluff High School. They're announcing the Shattering Cardinals starters to the crowd here in Gearing. Joe Grice, one of the starters, making her first career start. Had a really solid night. 8 points for the Cardinals in the effort against North Platte. Her and Jay Gooder, really solid night for the Cardinals. Of course, Jesse Alcorn, who went 5 for 5 from the free throw line, had 15 points. Team shot 13 of 19 from the free throw line. This will conclude the Shattering Community Hospital pregame show. Tip-off is sponsored by State Farm Insurance, like good neighbor. Chris Rothman, State Farm is there for you. And this first quarter is sponsored by Nebraska Bank, rooted with you and rooting for you. Shattering will be going left to right in this first half. Alliance will be going right to left. The officials tonight really solid veteran officiating crew. Alan Valenfelberg, the head official, one of the backups is Tim Devlin. Seeing these guys, these are state championship level officials. We are underway here in Gearing. Shattered won the tip. Driving middle is Hawkins on the left side. Entry pass to Grice at the right block. Spins around. Good post move for Grice. Gets the kiss off the glass. to go. 2-0 Cardinals early on. Alliance facing a man-to-man defense from Shattern. Drives inside. That was past Cody. Kicked it out. Outside. Now to Marsteller. Marsteller drives to the right. Elbow kicks it. Out to Cody. In trouble in the corner. Pass comes around to Seabaum, who gets her first touch tonight. Gets the screen. Drives inside. Floater. Thought she would get a foul. A rebound grabbed by the Cardinals. And a jump ball is called. It'll stay with the Lions. Inbounding it along the baseline will be Brooke Bailey. Kicks it into Seabaum. Seabaum going against Alcorn. Alcorn swats Seabaum as he drove to the left block. Alcorn turns around, runs coast-to-coast, stops, hands it off over to Calkin. Now to Vea Stalun at the left wing, swings it back to the right wing. Alcorn picks up her dribble, finds Calkin. Far corner, Stalun looking for the chest pass down. Sophie Watson goes to work at the left block, and she gets tied up by Brooke Bailey. It'll stay on this end of the floor. Shot clock down to 14, 6:53 to go in this first quarter, 2-0 Cardinal. Oh, great play by Bryce to roll off the screen, get inside the paint, missed the shot short, rebounded by Alliance, and they turn it over. Pass was going toward Marsteller along the baseline in the near side corner, out of her reach. Ball is now Shattern. 6:43 to go in the first quarter. 2-0 Cardinals. Jove Greis with the only 2 points so far in this game. She has it at the right block extended. Kicks it out to Saloon. Head fake drive baseline. Looks for Greis. Now the top of the key is Cockin. Cockin is up high. Spins at the free throw line. Kicks it out to Alcorn. Pass to Greis, deep to Dakin with shot clock running down. Misses. Rebound tap to Alcorn, who fans on the layup on the left side. Rebound grab by Alliance, driving toward the left side baseline is Bailey. Swings it up top through the hands of Seabaum. Cody tried to throw it back as it went across the timeline, but she stepped on it. It'll be Shattern ball. 6 minutes to go in this first quarter, still 2-0 Shattern. Alliance. And in a man-to-man defense, Shattern goes right to Greis at the right block, turns around, fires a shot. She gets fouled to be going to the free throw line for a pair. So Greis getting her first career start. We'll put her right toe at the silver nail that's stamped right at the middle of the free throw line. Variety will fire the first free throw and switched it. Three nothing Cardinals, 5:53 to go in the first quarter. Second free throw for Greis. Nylon. Joe Greis coming off an 8-point game yesterday. Has the first four for the Cardinals. Looks at 4-0. Right side driving his pass, Cody. A lot of contact from Dawkins. No foul called. Now Seabaum top of the key. Marsteller gets the screen, drives the free throw line. Going to the basket is Bailey. She gets the spin on. I stay loon for the first foul of the game on the Cardinals. They stay loon, a freshman that has been really building playing time throughout the season, committed to harm now. It'll be Bailey at the free throw line for a pair, and she rattles the first one in. Dean Nitch in Studio 308 specializes in signs, banners, vehicle graphics, and more. Call 308-430-17. 2-3. Second free throw rattles out for Bailey. Score is 4-1. Shattern at the saloon. Turned around, fires a mid-range jumper from the near side. Missed it. Watson threw back to Alcorn. He jumps inside the paint. Lays it up and in with a kiss off the backboard. Makes it 6-1. Shattern. Shot from the paint is sponsored by Arrow Building Center. When you're looking for the right paint for your project, think of Arrow Building Center. Seabaum, near side, fires three over Alcorn. It missed wide left. Going in the corner is Lambert to pick it up. Throws it outside. Fresh shot clock, 5 minutes to go. In the first, 6-1, Shattern. Marsteller drives toward the baseline. Looks for Lambert, but it's picked off with the pass. Watson goes to coast, goes up in the air. Lost control of it. They're going to stay at the off of Alliance, though. And we have Jay Gooder check in. the freshman, 8 points last night as well. Checking in for the Cardinals. 4:49 shot clock, the empty set apparently. Pass comes inside to Watson, two off control of it. Now Gooder near side. Hawkins calls for a screen, runs right toward the baseline, picks up the dribble, bounce pass to Gooder. Gooder looks left, goes right past Marcelo, extends the first shot off the glass, second one is good. A Gooder gets on the board, makes it 8-1, shattering, and Bailey gets fouled, going up for the shot. See what's on. That is on Gooder. A Gooder picked up the foul. That's her first, team second of the quarter. Now Bailey went 1-for-1 from the line the first time. Was back and missing the first. 1-for-2 from the line the first time, I beg your pardon. Chattern Chiropractic, you've only got one spine, take care of it with supportive chiropractic care at Chattern Chiropractic in downtown Chattern. Like the first time, Bailey split the pair. Makes it 8-2 as Addison Weber checks in for the first time. Really good athlete Weber has been throughout the season for Alliance. Alliance sending in a man-to-man defense. D-Bomb is guarding Hawkins. He brings it to the right wing, dribbles it off her foot, has to throw it over to Watson. Pass goes over to Alcorn. She gets the screen, and Watson rolled to the left side, but the pass came to Gooder near side. Hawkins drives baseline, steps on the baseline, right in front of me. Got to be Alliance basketball. 4:02 to go. And this Nebraska Bank first quarter, 8-2. Chattern lead the Lions. Alcorn is going to meet D-Bomb at the midcourt line. Pass comes to the left side. Cody gets a screen from Bailey, and Cody drives the free throw line and drains the free throw line. Jay cuts the deficit in half. Now 4-point game, 8-4. Watson at the right elbow. Hawkins fires the three over C-Bomb and looks wide left from the beginning. And it was. Rebound to the line. Get pass up the floor to Bailey. Now C-Bomb up top. Crosses over. Goes past Alcorn. Loses it. A little bit of contact. Hawkins with the steal. Drives to the near side. Salim gets reached in on. I believe that one will go to C-Bomb. The scorers table is getting the players mixed up. We have three subs coming in. Reese Ritterbush, Joe Grice, Gally Hendrickson, and J.C. Terman all checking in for the Cardinals. Terman will inbound it right in front of me. Gets it in to Gooder. Turns around, pops the shot up and good. Jay Gooder now up to 4 points for the Cardinals. Makes it 10-4. T-Bomb, left side, top of the key. Now Weber gets the screen at the right wing, picks up her dribble. Gooder closes out tight. Pass came in on your side looking for Cody, and it ended up in the shattered bench. 2:57 to go in this first quarter, 10-4, shattering. Got one starter out there for the Cardinals right now. It's Joe Grice as Ritterbush drives the free throw line. Gooder skips it to the left side. Terman left open will fire it. It's short. Gooder with the offensive board. Tried to throw it down to Grice. It was picked off by Weber. Driving the left side. Getting a strip from her and a tie-up is Bailey. And he'll stay with the Lions. 2:33 to go in this first quarter, 27 seconds on the shot clock, 6-point lead for the Cardinals after the tie-up. Well, great play by Lyons, finding Weber on the right block. Set a screen, Loudon Weber to roll to the right block. Got the layup to go. 10-6 shattered. Game running similar to the second game where Lyons hung with shattering. Steal by Weber. Kicks out C-Bomb, left open, three ball, it's good. Macy C-Bomb with her first 3 points of the game, and now Alliance is on a little 8-0 run. Cuts the deficit to one. Ritterbush drives left block, stops, fires over C-Bomb. Missed it. Weber with the rebound. Alliance has a chance to take the lead. It'll be Cody. Dribbling high with the right hand. Finds Weber top of the key. Left open right now. Gets closed up by Sherman. C-Bomb inside the paint. missed the shot off the front of the rim. He had a good look, but missed it short. Cardinals down transition. Terman throws it down to Gooder, going to work against Weber. Just throws it at the basket. Well short, rebounded by Lyons. Pass comes over the near side. Bailey drives baseline, gets bumped by Jove Grice, who picks up her first. That's team's third of the quarter. Sophie Watson comes in for Jay Gooder. Buck 27 to go in the quarter. 1 point lead for the Cardinals. Bailey throws it in to Cody at the top of the key. Bounce pass to the left, right side. Bailey goes to work against Grice. Good defense by Jove Grice. She missed the shot short. Rebounded by Watson. Hendrickson will walk it across the logo. Ritterbush, right wing, nearly travels with it, gets it to Hendrickson, top of the key. Takes two dribbles. Now Ritterbush will pop the three to lefty, swishes it home. Gets the lead up to four, 13-9, and Lyons in transition, turns it over. Weber was looking for Bailey, threw it into the shattered bench. Brooklyn Hoffman will check in. Anna Benzel, I haven't seen her yet this season, checks in for Lyons. Shattered ball up by four, under 1 minute to go in the first quarter. Oh, great play to get Thurman off the roll screen. Player screen to the bottom. She missed the shot, rebounded by the Bulldogs. Here comes the Lions in transition, right to left. Weber drives to the free throw line, gets reached in on from behind. No. It was a travel. Far side official made the call. It'll be shattered ball. 7 second difference between shot and game clock. We have yet to take a timeout in this Nebraska Bank first quarter. Hendrickson will walk it across the logo. Now Terman, right wing. Looks up top, finds Watson. Hendrickson's a little bit in the far corner. Watson takes one dribble and gets it to her. Now Ritterbush, far side corner. Entry pass into Terman. Lyons picks it off, and that'll be a foul on Shannon. That foul goes to Terman. Her fourth. I mean, the team's fourth, I beg your pardon, Terman's first. So the official was just checking with, officials were checking with each other. EA, been a little off so far. The foul's on Terman, her first. Lyons ball, shot clock turned off, 4 point lead. D-bomb is racing against Ritterbush. Ritterbush absolutely shut her down in the second half. Last time these two teams played, Weber pops three from the near side corner. Missed it long. Hendrickson tipped the rebound around. D-bomb tried to grab it. He went out of bounds as it happened. Shattering ball, 8 seconds left to get a shot up at the end of this first quarter. Hendrickson sprints up the floor to the 10-foot line. Stops right side top of the key. Often with two. Fires shot off at the buzzer. That was blocked. That'll do it. For the first quarter, 13-9, the Shattering Cardinals lead the Alliance Bulldog at the end of the first quarter. This first quarter was sponsored by Nebraska Bank, rooted with you and rooting for you. We'll go ahead and take a break. Second quarter coming up next here on KCSR and Shadrad.com.
This is Clayton Reeson, Nebraska Bank Branch Manager. Our team at Nebraska Bank takes pride in providing our customers both professional and personal financial services. Nebraska Bank looks at each customer, review your situation and your goals to determine the best route to financial success. Here in Shattern and from the 9 statewide locations, our experienced team is ready to serve you as your professional, personal, and financial partner. Nebraska Bank, rooted with you and rooting for you, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Gearing. We'll go ahead and take our quarter break. Second quarter up next here on KCSR. I guess we'll keep it here as we're starting to begin the second quarter, which is sponsored by Farm Bureau agent Brian Liniger. When it comes to protecting your family, count on Farm Bureau agent Brian Liniger. Shattern leads 13-9 as we begin the second quarter. Pass goes inside to Zavaeus Loon. It's like all starters, but Brooklyn Hoffman out there for the Cardinals right now. Those guys getting a quick breather as Josie Alcorn has it at the left wing, pushes it up top. Stay loon. Near side to Hawkins. Hawkins drives inside, kicks out to Alcorn. High arcing three is strong fight for the rebound between Alcorn and Lambert ends up in the hands of Saloon. Pass goes inside to Watson. She fans on the first shot. Second one is blocked, but a foul is called on Lyons. See who the foul is on. It's on Weber, her first. Now to the line goes Brooklyn Hoffman. Hoffman was held scoreless yesterday, but can't miss the first free throw. Team to 9. Burn 30 seconds into the second quarter as Hoffman misses the second. Alcorn just watching that she didn't get a foul call on the rebound. Now Marcello left wing. As Paige drives inside the paint, stripped from her by Saloon, but it ends up in the hands of Brooke Bailey, who drains the shot from the right block, brings it back to within 3. Ben Tyson. Lines went on 8-0 run to be bring the game to 3. 4-point game at the end of the first quarter. As Conkin spins it at the right elbow, hand off to Hoffman, swings it out near side to Alcorn. She fumbled the reception, gets it to Conkin to the right wing, drives the right elbow. Alcorn hesitates, drives inside. Conkin's left open for the 3. It's unlined, but it's short. Watson tries to throw it back in, but threw it off Hoffman. It'll be a Lions basketball. 6:39 to go in the first half, 14-11. Shattern leads the Lions. Steve Almoff. Crawl across the timeline. Stops it to the left side. Now Marsteller. Screen set by Bailey. She gets it. Stops. Fires the shot way short. And a foul on the rebound will go the other way. Dale Lambert. That's the second on the Lions in the quarter. Played a 1:40. Shattern leading by 4. Conkins has it all. Great shot by Watson. Got her defender up high. Watson planted her foot, backboarded her, and laid it up and in. Back to a 5-point lead. D-bomb will go coast to coast. Fan on the shot. Strong. Rebound picked up by Conkins. She's going to go into a track meet, running down the court. Rolls out the left wing. Gets to the near side. Saloon. Guarded by Marsteller. Takes one dribble now. Conkins, top of the key. Hawkins with the chest pass to Saloon. Gets Alcorn to roll toward the basket off the screen up high, and Alcorn gets their second bucket of the game. Makes it a 7-point lead. Alliance nearly turns it over on the inbound. Shattered met him full court. Weber had to come up from where she was hanging out at the free throw line to catch the inbound at the midcourt line. Marsteller now will drive to the left side. Looks inside for Weber. Bounced off a couple of legs. Lambert threw it back into the hand of Watson. Pass comes up to Saloon. Now Conkins, top of the key. Watson draws a lot of contact. Gets fouled as we go on the free throw line for 2 free throws. Foul is on Brooke Bailey. The third on the line in the quarter now. Sophie Watson goes to the free throw line. A common place for her this season, especially in the first half of the game. First free throw for Watson. It's off the back pin. As Joe Grice will check in. Prime Financial, expert financial advice starts with you. Contact local financial associate Ben Ross and Shattern at 308-430-0760. Watson splits the pair. Here comes Jay Gooder. It's been really fun this season watching how the lineup has ebbed and flowed for head coach Kelsey Scott, her Kelsey Crockett and Sean Gombiski. The coaches for the Shattern Cardinals have been experimenting throughout the season. It's been really fun to see players go out and earn their keep on the floor, get more playing time. Seeing that with Saloon, now we're seeing that with Grice and Gooder as a tie-up is called up the left block between Cody and Bailey. Ball stays line says Reese Riddlebush checks in. It's been a really fun journey this season watching this. Really enjoyed it, watching young players prove themselves and get playing time because of playing hard and playing well. Marsteller will drive to the basket on the left side, missed the shot. Gooder with the rebound. Running up the floor is Dawkins, and she gets reached in on by Seaball. That's number two on C-Bomb. That's big. That's number four on Alliance. Redbush will inbound it on the far side. Sideline throws it into Cockin. Alcorn now at the right wing. Screen coming up high from Gutter. Gutter rolls to the right side. Grice at the top of the key. Swings over the far side. Cockin, three ball. Missed wide left from her view. Rebounded by Weber. Gets it picked from her by Alcorn. He turns around and lays it in off the left side. Use the rim as protection. Extend the lead up to 10, which is the largest lead of the game for the Shattering Cardinals. And Alcorn's fighting with C-Bomb and reaches in. That's the first on Alcorn, first on the team in this thing, quarter. And now Callie Henderson will check in. And Shyla Saucedo, I beg your pardon, checks in for Alliance. 111-419 to go in the second quarter, shattering with a 10-point lead. Weber will drive to the left side, guarded by Grice. Takes up her dribble. Grice closes in, and that is a double dribble. She took the up extra dribble for Goff that she had already picked up her dribble. It'll be Cardinal ball halfway through this same quarter. Cockin throws to the left side. Henderson at the free throw line throws it down low to Grice. Grice gets reached in on. No, it's going to be a tie-up. Adam Van Tilburg, the official right there with the tie-up call. Ball will stay with Shattering. Shot clock does not reset on a tie-up unless possession changes, of course. 21-11. Baskins of the Gooder turns around, fires with the right hand. Missed it. Grice rips the rebound away and gets fouled going up for the shot. That's one thing about Joe Grice throughout the season that's been really impressive is her work ethic on the board. Now she'll go to the free throw line for a pair. First one. Can. J.C. German checks in. And for Shattern and Pascody, goes in for Alliance. Fire and Ice Mechanical, your Ream Pro partner in Shattern, making your home or business feel like the perfect season, all season, call the guys and know about a Ream unit today. That's 308-432-6722. Bryce goes 2-for-2 from the line, sends lead out to 12, 23-11, largest lead of the game for the Cardinals. As with it on the left side baseline, hits Salcedo. She gets fouled. I believe it's going to be on the floor. As Ritterbush picks up the foul. It was on Gooder. I thought I saw just two. Oh, that is on Gooder. Who picks up her second? I beg your pardon. I thought I just saw a two signal from the official. Last one inbound. Fresh shot clock. Pass goes in the C-bomb. She gets tied up. I think that's tie-up number five in this game. They'll stay with Alliance. Forrest? Okay. It'll be Shattering ball, I beg your pardon. 23-11, 3:45 to go in the quarter. With it on the left side. His Terman drives. Floater up on the free throw line. Missed off the left side of the rim. Rebound picked up by Cody. She hands it off to Weber. As she was losing her balance. Weber will cross over at the timeline. To Cody, driving the right side. Use it up top to Weber. To Cody at the right wing. C-Bomb is being face guarded by Ritterbush right now. As pass comes to Weber at the top of the key. Pen on the shot clock. Ball gets to C-Bomb. Drives left side. Picks up her dribble and flip on the shiny hardwood. He travels with it. That'll be Shattering ball. Sophie Watson comes in with 3:06 to go in the first half. Just glancing at my computer to the left. It looks like the Shattering Cardinals boys are playing pretty well. Do not see the score. Get an update as soon as we can. Shattering turns it over. Three minutes to go. In this first half, 23-11, still no timeouts taken by either side. And this one, going to the left side with it is C-Bomb. She gets reached in on by Ritterbush, who picks up her first. Inbounding it will be Bailey. Swings it to the near side to Cody, who misses the three. Short rebound ground by Thurman. Henderson throws the left side. Riddabush steps in the three. Way short. Watson side. Johnson grabbed the rebound. Got the second one. She dunks on the air smartly and gets fouled. Going up for the shot. And Coach Kelsey's got really happy with that effort. As Watson will go right back to the free throw line as Bailey picks up her second. Now Watson to the free throw line for a pair. Splits the first pair. Gets the first one to go. The second trip. Gooner's Coffee. They're buttery smooth. Signature caramel flavors, now sugar-free, combined with their world-class espresso for an unbelievably delicious, rich flavor. Try it your way. Hot, iced, or blended. Trust this one sip and you'll be smiling. Watson goes 2-2 from the line. Makes it 25-11. Pass goes to the near side. Weber. The screen from Salcedo. Entry pass in to Benzel. Spins around, misses the first shot. Rebound grabbed by Hendrickson. She'll turn around, run up the floor. Pass to Ritterbush. Near side, three ball. The lefty is wide right. Rebound tip to C-Bomb. C-Bomb's been held very quiet tonight. 3 points so far for her. She brings across the timeline. Now Weber left side. It's a screen from Salcedo. Weber stops. Throws it up top. Hendrickson intercepts the pass, looking for Cody. Hendrickson on the right side, sends up a lift, good. And now Shatterin has quickly sprinted out to a lead. Timeout taken by Lions. Timeout is sponsored by Dumb Buzz, your design is top-notch butter, including half vitamins, jackets, and personalized stuffed animals. We'll go ahead and take a break. Second, rest of the second quarter coming up next here on KCSR and Shadrad.com.
Shadron Lumber Company is a full-service lumber company with a small-town feel, serving the building needs for Shadron and the Nebraska Panhandle communities, whether it's a new home project or a renovation project you've been putting off for way too long. Family-owned and operated since 2009, Shadron Lumber Company is available to assist homeowners and contractors with finding the right materials for each and every project. Stop in and see Steve and his staff at 115 Shadron Avenue in Shadron, Nebraska, or call for your free estimate at 1-308-432-3301. Heritage Seed, located at 324 Main Street in Crawford, is your only destination for all your farm and ranch needs. At Heritage Seed, your trust is their top priority. They offer everything in the seed category, from custom cleaning to grass, crop, and garden seeds. They have a large selection of horse feed and supplies. Plus, they don't forget about your smaller best friends either, with a great selection for them too. If you can't stop in, give Jason and the crew a call at 308-665-1672.
$1.50 to go in the second quarter, which is sponsored by Farm Bureau agent Brian Lindiger. When it comes to protecting the family, count on Farm Bureau agent Brian Lindiger. 27-11 is the score. Shattering leading the Lions. Weber drives left side baseline and a foul on the screen. It'll go against Salcedo. An offensive foul against Lions. It'll be Shattering basketball with a buck 36 to go in the quarter. 27-11. Shattering leads. Shattering has outscored Lions 14-2 in this second quarter. Lions hung right with Shattern. Lions have been held scoreless for the past 5.5 minutes of playing time. As Ritterbush has it at the right wing. Throws it up top to Brooklyn Hoffman. Now Hendrickson at the left wing. This is Ritterbush. All the lineup out there for the Cardinals. Tobias Saloon also out there. He has it. Not a bigger part, that's Sherman out there. Now Ritterbush left wing. Entry pass into Watson. Fumbled it out. To Hendrickson, 10 on the shot clock. Skip pass, intercepted by C-Bomb. Goes to the basket, takes a lot of contact. Got fouled to go on the free throw line for two. That foul is on Brooklyn Hoffman. That's our first, team's fourth of the quarter. And C-Bomb will go to the free throw line. Post 12 American Legion, including the Legion Auxiliary and the Sons of the American Legion, are proud supporters of the Shattering Cardinals. C-Bomb drains the first. He had 17 in the first half the last time these two teams met. Shattering's been really keeping her quiet. Now she's up to 5 after she goes 2-for-2 from the line. 1 minute to go. 27-13 Cardinals. Hendrickson right side, top of the key. Takes two dribbles right, crosses over. Now splits past Cody. Moves it out to Watson. Head fake. Now Ritterbush, top key. Best pass over to Thurman. Thurman drives to the free throw line. Hendrickson gets it back. So resets the offense. Call a play. Look left to Thurman. Screen set by Hoffman. Thurman took a lot of contact off that screen. Ritterbush looks up. Sees the shot clock at five. Drives to the right elbow. Missed it. Rebounded up. Back to her. Shot clock did reset. Ritterbush will get it. Three ball. Rattles off the front rim. Putback is no good. Rebound by Seabaum. Swings it up the floor. Weber stops the right block, sends it off the glass, and good. Alliance on a quick little 4-0 run, cuts the deficit down to 12, 10 on the clock. Ritterbush drives left side, Thurman up top to Watson, pops the three, nearly banked it home, missed it long, ball rolls out of bounds. As time expires, Cardinals take the lead, 27-15 at the half. The second quarter was sponsored by Farm Bureau and Agent Brian Liniger. When it comes to protecting your family, count on Farm Bureau and Agent Brian Liniger. We'll go ahead and take the break. Halftime up next here on KCSR and Shadrad.com.
Home, car, boat, motorcycle, whatever you need to protect, you can save money and time by bundling your insurance coverage into a single package policy. Add life insurance and save even more. Start by talking to your local Farm Bureau financial services agent, Brian Liniger in Shadron. Then, rest easy, knowing you're getting the right coverage at the right price. It's your future. Let's protect it. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company.
When you realize you've slacked off on the indoor home projects, Morford's Decorating Center in Shadron has a selection of flooring and paint to help you with all those projects. They have the names you trust when it comes to carpet, hardwood, laminate, and tile. They also stock a wide variety of Benjamin Moore paints and colors that bring life to any room. Stop in and browse around at 1250 West 6th Street in Shadron or call 308-888-4483. Morford's is your one-stop shopping for home improvements. Nebraska Land Tire and Service is a brand that you can trust. They've been around since 1971. The Shadron Shop has everything you need, whether it be tires, wheel alignments, oil changes, or brake repairs. They're also available for those tragic breakdowns you might have on the ranch or farm. Doesn't matter if your address is Harrison or Gordon, they have a truck ready to roll. They offer roadside assistance for all sizes of tires, from your 1980 Buick to semis and tractors. Nebraska Land Tire, 308-432-4488. Hauser's Grab and Go, located in Crawford on Highway 20, is a convenient stop for both locals and travelers alike. Their quick service and fresh offerings make it an ideal place to grab a quick bite on the go. Jason's staff is always nice, friendly, and they'll make your pit stop for gas a pleasant experience. Hauser's Grab and Go not only has a large selection of snacks and drinks, they also offer top shelf liquor to choose from and a great beer selection. Hauser's Grab and Go has something for everyone.
FNBO is the great big small bank. And for more than 165 years, we've been with you where you are. A bank that's ready for all your needs, both big and small. Here to help you earn more, save more, so you can do more every step of the way. It's what you can expect from the great big small bank. FNBO, independent and family owned for six generations. And ever so focused on you. Stop on by. Or visit us at fnbo.com, member FDIC.
The Shadron Insurance Halftime Show. Shadron Insurance. Insurance fit your needs. Visit shadroninsurance.com.
Well, welcome to Shatter Insurance, the Fit Your Knees Halftime Show. I'm Chase Thompson here with you. The Shattering Cardinals lead 27-15 at the break. The first quarter, they led 13-9 and shut Alliance down in the second quarter. Outscored the Bulldogs 14-4 to get up to the 27-15 lead. Pretty spread out scoring for the Shattering Cardinals in that first half. Joe Grice and Jesse Alcorn each have six for the Cardinals. Sophie Watson right behind them with five. Jay Gooder with four, Reese Ritterbush with three, Callie Hendrickson with two, and Brooklyn Hoffman with one. A lot of new faces that have been a part of this team all year, but getting on to the scoring column this evening for the Shattering Cardinals. They look to advance to the fifth place game against either Liberty Tree or Mitchell in a game that will follow us here at Gearing High School. On the flip side of things for the Lions Bulldogs, Macy Seabaum leads scoring. What a surprise. She only has 5 points in that first half for the Bulldogs. Addison Weber, Brooke Bailey, each have four for Alliance, and Pass Cody has two. At the free throw line, Alliance is 4-for-6 from the charity stripe, while Shattern is 8-for-10. 80% on both sides. That's a really solid first half for both teams. About five or so tie-ups. Shattern has never trailed in this game. Alliance cut the deficit down to 4 in the second quarter, but it's been Shattern the entire way in the lead of this game. 27-15 as we're live here on the Shattern Insurance Halftime Show. We'll go ahead and take a break for our halftime report. You're tuning in to Shattern Cardinal Basketball on KCSR and Shadrad.com.
With some of the area's most experienced local independent agents, the team at Shattern Insurance offers some of the best pickup and auto, home building options, and team driver rates in the area. And if you've been wondering about insurance on your boat, motorcycle, RV, or four-wheeler, wonder no more, because Shattern Insurance has you covered. With all that to offer, whether you live in town or out on the ranch, I want you to do yourself a favor and give Shattern Insurance a call today at 308-432-8414.
Looking for the perfect spot to unwind? Hilltop Lanes in Shattern has it all. Top-notch bowling, delicious food, and a great atmosphere. Whether you're in the mood for a juicy cheeseburger with a cold drink or ready to dive into some fun, Hilltop Lanes has you covered. From bowling and pool to skill games, there's something for everyone. Don't forget to hit up the jukebox and get your favorite tunes playing. Hilltop Lanes, where you can spare some time for strikes and smiles. Find them at 950 West 10th Street in Shattern. And hey, if your game's not perfect, remember, split happens.
With your Shadrad Halftime News Update, I'm Jared Furno. A Stapleton High School principal and athletic director facing sexual abuse charges was found dead in a Nevada hotel room, authorities said. Logan County Attorney Andrew Van Velsen said a warrant was being processed for Jeremiah Johnson's arrest when law enforcement discovered his vehicle and found him dead on January 21st. The Logan County Sheriff's Department was alerted on January 20th by a parent who reported that Johnson had attempted to make sexual advances toward their student in a secluded area on school grounds. The student managed to escape, according to authorities. The allegation prompted an investigation that led to criminal charges, a warrant for Johnson's arrest, and the seizure of his electronic devices. Following Johnson's death, the Logan County Attorney's Office recalled the warrant, and the case is now closed. However, Sheriff Sean Carson said investigators are looking into other potential incidents. Previously, Johnson was a high school English teacher at Cedar Bluffs Public Schools from 2019 to 2022. And the first cases of highly pathogenic avian influenza, otherwise known as bird flu, have been detected this year in Nebraska flocks. The Nebraska Department of Agriculture announced the discovery of bird flu in two backyard poultry flocks in Kearney and Nance counties. U.S. Department of Agriculture Animal Plant Health Inspection Services helped assist in identifying the highly contagious virus. The disease spreads easily among birds through nasal and eye secretions, as well as through infected food, water, and manure, according to state agencies. It can spread from flock to flock, including during migration or contact through infected equipment or clothing. The state agency asks that symptoms of bird flu or unusual poultry deaths be reported to the state Ag Department. And taking a look at your weather forecast for this weekend, it looks like it's going to start off pretty warm here on Saturday with highs in the upper 50s. And Sunday, we drop like it saw a state trooper, and temperatures will be in the 30s and a possibility of snow for the early next week. From the Shadrad News Center with your halftime news update, I'm Jared Furno.
With some of the area's most experienced local independent agents, the team at Shattern Insurance offers some of the best pickup and auto, home building options, and team driver rates in the area. And if you've been wondering about insurance on your boat, motorcycle, RV, or four-wheeler, wonder no more, because Shattern Insurance has you covered. With all that to offer, whether you live in town or out on the ranch, I want you to do yourself a favor and give Shattern Insurance a call today at 308-432-8414.
The air is crisp, the excitement is abundant, and FNIC is here to ensure you're fully covered. Whether you're rooting for your favorite Western Nebraska team from the sidelines or conquering the challenges on the field, FNIC is cheering for you. Embrace the season with confidence, knowing that FNIC backs you with trust, integrity, and communication. Visit FNICgroup.com today for more information about worry-free coverage for home, auto, health, business, and agribusiness. And most of all, best wishes to all our local athletes and teams this sports season.
Whether it's before the game or after, there's only one place to tailgate or celebrate the win, and that's at Wild Barn Grill in downtown Chadron. Cheer on the Cardinals, the Eagles, or the Huskers while downing some delicious eats, a great appetizer, or an ice-cold drink. It's the perfect atmosphere to catch any game any time of the year. Wild Barn Grill in downtown Chadron, a place for great food and great fun, and the best sports fans in northwest Nebraska. Wild Barn Grill, proud supporters of all the Chadron High student-athletes.
Welcome back to the Shattering Insurance Fit Your Needs Halftime Show. 27-15, the Shattering Cardinals lead the Alliance Bulldogs as we wrap up the first, as we wrap up the halftime. I beg your pardon. Sorry about stumbling over myself there. Shattering Cardinals lead the Alliance Bulldogs 27-15. Quick update from over at Scotts Bluff High School. I can't see the scoreboard, but I do have text messaging, and I got a text saying that the score was 55-22 at the halftime break. Shattering Cardinals looking like they're going to end up in the fifth place game for both girls and boys tomorrow, 11:30. Tip time, boys, will be right here at Gearing. Girls will be over at Scotts Bluff High School. Later on in this game, I'll let you know kind of what the plans will be. We do have them. This drive to the left side is C-bomb. Stops the left block, kicks out to Cale Lambert. Now pass Cody, drives inside. Three ball from C-bomb, near side, Kansas. Macy, C-bomb. Drains the three. Cuts deficit down to 9. This third quarter is sponsored by Christ and Schaefer Law. Experienced legal professionals with values rooted in the Nebraska Panhandle. Seabomb taken over. Got a steal. Drove the left block. Got fouled. Laid it in. And it'll be going to the free throw line to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. Fouls on Calkins, their first. Now Seabomb goes to the free throw line in Kansas. That peach basket wasn't too favorable to Macy Seabomb in the first half, but she has a quick six, cut the deficit in half, 27-21. Now Cockett picks up a dribble out the right wing, throws to Watson, right side. Got it poked away from her by Brooke Bailey, drives the basket. Watson swats her, and the ball hits off the padding. It'll stay with the Lions. 7:15 to go. Reese Ritterbush is going to check in. I know what's going on right now. And I know who she's about to guard. Well, right now she's going to guard past Cody. But she'll switch off on the C-bomb here in a moment. C-bomb was held quiet. Again, Ritterbush in the second half. And the pass went in. C-bomb, she got fouled. And it'll be going the free throw line for two. Foul was on Bayesley Lewin, her second. Now C-bomb at the line, missed the first. Saturn's going to bring out Callie Hendrickson for Saloon. Out there for the Cardinals, Joe Bright, Sophie Watson, Josie Alcorn, Reese Ritterbush, and Callie Hendrickson. C-bomb goes 0 for 2 from the line. Pretty critical misses right there. Rebound grabbed by Cardinals. Astrom, Hendrickson looking for Bryce. Goes through her hands, grabbed by Maya Marsteller, comes to the near side, picks up her dribble, throws to the left side. Hendrickson jumps in front of Cody, nearly picks it off, and a near tie-up. Marsteller still has it. Good job by the Cardinals to not reach in right there. Basket cut by Cody, stops, turns around, fires it in, banked it home. Down to a four-point game, just like that. 10-0 run for the Bulldogs to start this second half. Alcorn drives the free throw line, and they move the screen. It's going to be called on Grice. Shattering in the second half, going right to left from my view, near to far. And a timeout is going to be taken by Self-Scott. Timeouts sponsored by Dunbar's You Design It. Top notch motor, including hats, letterman, jackets, and personalized stuffed animals. Go ahead and take a break. Be back in 30 here on KCSR and Shadrad.com.
Amy Petra, Matt Watson, Drew Pope, and all the staff at Kreitz & Schaefer Law Office wish the best of luck to area high school students in all their endeavors. Since 1887, Kreitz & Schaefer Law Office has served clients throughout the area with integrity and values rooted in the Nebraska Panhandle. Regardless of your legal needs, call Amy Petra, Matt Watson, and Drew Pope for honest and efficient representation. Kreitz & Schaefer Law Offices, 308-432-3339, located in beautiful downtown Chadron.
Taken by Kelsey Scott. 4-point game, 27-33, shattering. So with the lead, Alliance with their lowest deficit since early in the second quarter. In fact, the end of the first quarter was the 4-point deficit. Marsteller now has it at the right elbow, drives to the near side short corner, picks up her dribble, throws it underneath. Turn around, firing up the shot, drawing a foul. It is Brooke Bailey. Brooke Bailey will going to the free throw line for two. It's on Sophie Watson, her first team's fourth of the quarter. We've only played a minute 46. Now Bailey at the free throw line with the right hand. Misses it short. Jay Gooder checks in for shattering. Second half has kind of been a struggle for the Cardinals this season, especially against the Lions. Bailey flips the pair. 3-point game. Tightest game we've had since early on in the contest, first couple minutes. As Ritterbush has it top of the key at the 10-foot line, drives right, throws it to the top. Near side with it is Hendrickson. Uses the head fake, throws it on the skip. Alliance sitting in a zone right now, 2-3. Veterans seen this plenty of times. Gooder just turns around, throws it at the basket, misses it strong. Rebound. Seabomb throws up the Marsteller. Ritterbush cuts her off. Good play by Reese Ritterbush in the transition D to force the miss. Now Alcorn will turn into a track meet right to left. Pass gets back to her after the give and go from Hendrickson, and Alcorn inside the Arrow Building Center paint lays it up and in. And a 13-0 run from the Bulldogs. Back to a 5-point game, 29-24. Marsteller, free throw line, gets it down to Lambert. Shot blocked by Alcorn. She gets her own rebound. Throw it over to Ritterbush. Near side corner is Hendrickson, and Gooder gets swatted underneath by Lambert. Brooklyn Hoffman, J.C. Thurman check in for the Cardinals. Shadron rocking those road black uniforms with red numbers, white trim. Lions in the clean white with blue numbers and silver trim. Got a blue stripe down the left and right side. Pass comes in to Alcorn at the free throw line. Throws it over to Hoffman. Kenzie Foster wanted a travel, head coach for Alliance. Shadron still has it at the free throw line. Hendrickson cut through, traveled right there. As Addison Weber checks in for Alliance. Or pass Doty. Out there for Alliance is Maya Marsteller, Macy Seabom, Gail Lambert, Brooke Bailey, and Addison Weber. Shadron showing a full court press. Weber breaks the press, throws it to the far side. Lambert turns around the left block, misses it strong. Weber underneath gets it, and the putback is good. 3-point game, 29-26. Pass comes over to Hendrickson, left wing. Drives across, swings over the corner. Deep two, taken by Terman. Missed it, rebound tips it to the hands of Weber. Alliance to tie with a made bucket. Seabomb will go coast to coast drive for the basket. Fire it. Hit it on the bottom of the backboard. Rebound to the Cardinals. Now Hendrickson at the right corner. Steps back, fires three. Two, actually. Missed it long. Rebound by Ritterbush. Didn't touch the rim. Shot clock stays at 20. Alcorn will step through. Missed the shot. That one hit the rim. Shot clock resets on the offensive rebound with 4 minutes to go in the quarter. Thurman, three ball. Short. Rebound picked up by Seabomb. Chatter cannot afford a cheap one right now. They have 14 fouls. As Weber drives to the left side, gets reached in on. Foster's going up for the shot. Now we go on the free throw line for two. Fouls on Hendrickson, her first, team's fifth. Now Weber goes to the free throw line for a pair. Can cut this down to a 1-point game. He drains the first. Gracie Conkins comes back in for Shad. Hey, if you're thinking about any kind of roof repair, there really isn't any other name that comes to mind other than Joe Peters Roofing. And T-Salon and Boutique, book your next hair appointment at T-Salon online or Squarespace or call 308-430-3686 and make sure to stop in to check out the latest in fashion. Weber goes 2-for-2. We got a one-point game. And a foul is called on the Lions on the floor. From Seabomber for a third. Kings first. 29-28, 3:43 to go in the quarter. Lions in a 1-3-1 zone. This is something Shattern hasn't seen all season. The entry pass comes right back out and gets deflected into the Shattern bench. Cardinal ball, 3:38 to go in the third. Thurman has the top of the key. Now Cockin gets it back to Thurman. Head fake. Shattern pressing. Ritterbush, three ball, no good. Seabomb with the rebound. Lions can take their first lead of the game with a made bucket. Seabomb will step into the three. No good. Rebound gets deflected. Out of bounds. Stays with a Lions. 3:16 to go in this third quarter. 1-point game. Alliance is yet to lead. Bailey inbounds it out to Marsteller. Almost the reception. Weber with the basket cut lays in on the right side, and Alliance has their first lead of the game. 30-29. Alliance has outscored Shattern 15-2 in this third quarter. Second quarter was a struggle for Shattern last time they turned over. Seabomb will take her time going across the timeline. Skip it over to Marsteller. Picks up her dribble. Seabomb up top. And it hasn't been all Macy Seabomb. Everybody's been getting involved in the action for Alliance. Marsteller takes one step left. Throws it away to Thurman. Shattern will go in transition right to the left from my view. Dawkins will slow it down. Thurman now outcorner at the high post. Dawkins will pop the three. It's short. Rebound corralled underneath and a whistle. And I believe Lambert stepped on the baseline on the rebound. That'll be Shattern basketball as Bayes DeLune, Joe Price, and Sophie Watson all check in for the Cardinals. Lions is going to send in two players. Hannah Benville, one of them. I didn't see the other one. I believe it was past Cody, yeah. 2:23, I beg your pardon, to go in this third quarter. Give and go on the inbound. Dawkins with a three. Missing short, rebounded by a Lion. Weber will slow it down, push to the right side. Cody gets the screen, stops, takes the deep two, and rolls off the rim into the hands of Alcorn. He gets fouled. It was nearly a tie-up, but as the Alliance hands went away from that, resulted in a reach-in. That was on Benzel. Al Salcido checks in for Alliance. 2 minutes to go in this third quarter. 30-29. Dawkins is expecting Watson to cut back outside and throws it into the stand. Lions basketball. The timeout's going to be taken by Lions. Timeouts are sponsored by Dunbar's You Design It. Top-notch and buttery, including hats, letterman jackets, and personalized stuffed animals. We'll keep it here. It's a full timeout. 30-29 is the score. The winner of this will play at 11:30 a.m. tomorrow at Scottsbluff High School. Loser will fall to the seventh place game at 10 a.m. Lions looking to break a pretty large winning streak for the Cardinals in this series. Force Shattern down to the seventh place game. Loser of this game will presumably play Liberty Tree Academy, who the Shattern boys just walloped over at Scottsbluff High. So we know one thing, that the Shattern boys will be playing here in this gym at 11:30 a.m. tomorrow. We'll wait for the final score of that game. From Scottsbluff High. Girls yet to be decided. Gearing has fallen to the third place game in the boys. And we'll take on either Alliance or Sydney, who are about to play on the boys' side of the bracket. Scottsbluff Gearing girls will play at 6:30. Currently playing, and probably almost done, Sydney versus North Platte. Sydney did defeat North Platte earlier this season in girls. So expecting Cindy to be in the championship game. One seeds will coming in. Thought the one seeds would dominate, and they've done so far. Pass Cody has it at the right wing. Drives up top. Weber will take the three and hits it strong. That was in line. They lean with the rebound. We'll spin it over to Hawkins. She runs across the G. Entry pass into Watson. At the left block, turns around, missed the layup, gets her own rebound, gets it ripped from her by Seabomb. Seabomb in a race with Hawkins. Hawkins with the reach in on the shot. Hey, you're going to give them two, make them earn it. It'll be a pair of free throws upcoming. Hawkins second. Lions has been in the bonus for a while, and Seabomb missed the first. She's missed her last three free throws. 97 seconds to go. 87 seconds, I beg your pardon. 1-point lead for Lions. Stays one as Seabomb rattled that one in and out. Offensive rebound, though, by Weber. Pass goes inside to Salcedo, and Watson goes flying. There'll be a foul on Salcedo. That's her second team, third of the quarter. Saturn will have the ball going right to left with 1:20 to go in this third quarter. 1-point game, Alliance lead. Oh, great cut by Watson on the right side, but she missed the layup short. She does a really good job out getting her defenders step on the 3-point line. That's an automatic basket cut. Alliance with the ball. Up by one, Salcedo at the right elbow, swings to the near side. Weber will take the three. Saloon with the closeout, but Weber drains it. 4-point lead for Alliance, 33-29. Watson turns around, short two, missed it. Long rebound by the Bulldogs. Shatter did have a quarter like this yesterday against North Platte. They scored three. Weber bounced it to Salcedo. Weber with the basket cut. Fumbled the reception on the give and go. Going out of bounds, ball to the Cardinals. Marceau, Lambert, and Bailey check in for the Bulldogs. 35.6 to go. Shot clock and game clock within 6/10 of a second of each other. Hawkins picks up her dribble top of the key now. Alcorn throws inside to Grice. Grice trying to back down to the left block. Salcedo doing a great job. And second time this game on that side of the floor, a double dribble is called. Jay Goder will check in for Shadron. .5 to go in the third quarter. Seabomb will walk it across the timeline. Shot clock turned off. 4-point lead for the Bulldogs. Seabomb drives the basket, gets reached in on, part of the shot, and we go on the free throw line for two. Don Hawkins, who picks up her third all, well, two of them in this quarter. Hendrickson will come check in for her. Seabomb at the free throw line for two. Missed that one. She's missed her last five free throws. 4-point game, 33-29. 11 seconds to go. Second free throw for Seabomb is good. Passes to the right side. Saloon fires the three. It's in line. Miss Strong. Gooder fights for the rebound. Gets deflected out of play. That looks like it's going to be Shattern basketball, and it is. Shattern has 3 seconds to fire off a shot. What do they have that can be quick? Saloon will inbound it. Cross screen down low. Throws out to Alcorn. Drives to the middle. Stops. Fires a shot off at the buzzer, and that's well short. And that'll do it for the third quarter. Alliance with 19 points. Shattering with two. And that'll do it for the third quarter. 34-29. The Alliance Bulldogs lead the Shattering Cardinals. This third quarter is sponsored by Craig Schaefer Law. Experienced legal professionals with values rooted in the Nebraska Panhandle. We'll take a break. Fourth quarter up next here on KCSR and Shadrad.com.
Ranchers, are you ready to maximize your herd's potential? Legacy Co-op has everything you need to boost your cattle's health and performance. From our premium grind and mix offerings to our convenient lick tubs, we provide solutions to keep your cattle thriving. Don't forget about our high-quality DDG cubes designed to power up your herd with nutrients they need, or our tailored mineral mixes. Don't settle for less. Contact Legacy Co-op. Grow in the future and your profits.
Honesty, integrity, and respect is what you will receive when you visit Wahlstrom Ford in Chatham, Nebraska. As a family-owned and operated business for over 62 years, we understand the importance of our relationship with our customers, and we want to say thank you. We offer a full line of new and used vehicle inventory, as well as a full service and parts department to meet your vehicle needs. Check us out on East Highway 20 in Chatham or online at WahlstromCars.com, where you can see a full listing of our current inventory or schedule your next service appointment.
For the best burgers and shakes in Northwest Nebraska, it's Q's Dairy Suite in Crawford. This is AM 610 KCSR Chadron.
Right out of the game, fourth quarter, Chadron turns over the ball. Lions comes down the court. Salcido, I beg your pardon, that's Marceller, missed the first, second one is good. And you can hear the crowd on the near sideline getting really loud as the Lions has a 6-7 point lead. 36-29. Chatterton turns it over again, but D-Bomb steps on the far sideline. Stacey Sherman will check in. First of ASA Loon out there for the Cardinals to begin this fourth quarter. Reese Ritterbush, Callie Hendrickson, Sophie Watson, J.C. Sherman, and Jay Gooder. Ritterbush at the right wing throws it over to Sherman, takes the deep two, way short. Chatterton tries to throw it back in play, and they do. Bounced off of the line, player rolled across the court to the far sideline. It'll be Chatterton ball. 17 on the shot clock. We've played 45 seconds in this fourth quarter. It's sponsored by Best Western. West Hills in. Hendrickson guns the near side, fumble the reception, and goes out of bounds. Lions ball, 7:05 to go in this fourth quarter. Chatterton will meet on full court. Ritterbush is now going to guard C-Bomb, face guard style. She's not going to let her get a look. She can help it, but C-Bomb will step back and take the three. Way long, rebounded by Sherman. Throws it up the floor to Ritterbush. Ritterbush drives to the basket, stops, hits over to Gooder. Now Sherman nearly picked up that right foot on the travel. Now it's Hendrickson. Line still in the 1-3-1. Ritterbush will fire the three. It's long. Fight for the rebound. Gets recovered by two players, Marsteller and Watson. A tie-up is called. It'll be Lions basketball. Lions in this second half is on a 21-2 run. T-Bomb picks up her dribble, being hounded by Ritterbush. Marsteller, left wing three. Rattles in and out. Lambert tips it out of bounds over Gooder. That'll be shattered ball. Do the Cardinals have a run in them in this fourth quarter? 7-point game, 36-29. Hendrickson drives to the right side, kicks over to Ritterbush. Entry pass into Gooder. Watson, right elbow, jump shot, missed it. Offensive rebound. Hendrickson steps inside the arc, fires off the shot, missed it. Rebounded by Watson on the backside. Pass comes to the near side, and it's deflected out of play. T-Bomb jumped in front of Sherman and sent the ball into the locker room. Shot clock did reset on the previous shot. 28 on the shot clock, 5:54 to go. Entry pass nearly picked off. Down low, and a turnover on Chatterton. Looking for Watson. It's out of the reach of Watson's hand. A timeout is going to be taken by Kelsey Scott. Timeouts are sponsored by Dunbar's New Design at Top Notch Embroidery, including hats, linemen, jackets, and personalized stuffed animals. Full timeout taken by Chatterton. The Lions lead 36-29. We'll go ahead and take a break with them. Be back here in 30 on KCSR and Chadrad.com.
Best Western West Hills Inn on 10th in Chadron is your oasis away from home. Offering comfortable rooms with high-speed internet, a continental breakfast, a pool and hot tub, and of course, room for your furry little friends. Traveling to the game or on your next road trip, let Best Western West Hills Inn be your home away from home. Book your stay online at bestwestern.com or call 308-432-3305. While you're at it, check out their Best Western Rewards program. Best Western West Hills Inn, proud supporters of our area athletes.
Welcome back to Gearing as we're live here in the Best Western West Hills Inn fourth quarter. Wherever life takes you, Best Western is there. 36-29, the Alliance Bulldogs lead the Shattering Cardinals. We got 5:49 to go in this fourth quarter. Dave Thompson here with you. And Gearing, Jack Rasmussen running patrols back in the Platte Valley Bank KCSR studios in downtown Shattering. Thank you for joining us along for this ride of the Western Conference Tournament. 2 days in so far. See if we get a dandy at the end. As Weber dribbles it off her foot into the padding, it'll be Shattered basketball. 5:40 to go. 7-point difference for the Lions lead. Lions sitting in a man-to-man. Well, they were going man-to-man across the timeline. Switch back to a 2-3 zone. Ritterbush will fire the three from the left side. It's off the front of the rim. That's kind of been the difference in this game. Let's go to a tip. Rebound out of bounds. Shattering just cannot buy a three. Made one so far in this game. They're going to press the Lions full court, all 94 feet. Weber brings it across that court line now. Marsteller top of the key. We're going to get it to T-Bomb near side at the ring. T-Bomb at the free throw line. Hesitates, being guarded by Watson. Swings it over to Marsteller. Good closeout by Sherman. Marsteller works her way toward the basket. Drains the shot. My goodness. Lions cannot miss. 9-point game, 5 minutes to go. It's 2-3. Well, it's a 1-3-1 by definition. That Lions is running. It's causing shattering fit. Watson with left short corner jumper. Missed it. Rebounded by Seabaugh. She'll walk across the timeline. Hear the wolf call. As Ritterbush is closing on her. Picks up her dribble and the timeout is taken by Mackenzie Foster. 30-second timeout. 4:38 to go. In the fourth quarter, 38-29. Lions lead Shattering. KCSR's coverage of Shattering High School Sport is sponsored by Wallstrom Ford, Shattering Federal Credit Union, New York Life Noel Vulcan, Harold Building Center, Big Bats Conoco, Charity First Bank, Eagle Chevrolet, Peters Napa Auto Parts, Shattering Lumber, Heritage Steam, Warford's Decorating Center, Nebraska Land Tire, Houser's Grab and Go, First National Bank Omaha, Hilltop Lane, FNIC, Wild, Legacy Co-op, and Platte Valley Bank. Out of the timeout, Lions will have the ball, 4:38 to go in the 4:26 on the shot clock. 9-point lead for the Bulldogs, 38-29. T-Bomb at the left wing, drives to the left elbow, picks up her dribble. Talking, pounding her. Now pass goes over to Bailey, who drives left side baseline, got the shot to go. Wow. Just wow. Sherman gets it back from Calkins. Entry pass into Grice, and Grice throws it over the head of Calkins. Going to be over and back to violation when Reese Ritterbush touches it. She does. Alliance basketball. Four oh six to go in the fourth quarter, 40-29. Pass comes in to Seabaugh. Drive toward the basket, creates some contact with Grice, and then we go on the free throw line for two. That's the first on Shattered in this fourth. Alliance now leads by 11. It's on a 25-2 run. First free throw by Seabaugh is good. Seabong now up to 11. Aston Weber has 13 for Alliance. Shattern, it's Jesse Alcorn with 8. She's been held quiet in this second half. Seabong goes 2 for 2. Shattern in desperation mode and a double dribble by Turner. So it'll be Marsteller who inbounds it to Weber. Crosses over, gets across the sideline. Ritterbush now hounding her. Man-to-man style. Sermon tries to pull it away from Marsteller. Pass goes to Bailey. Bailey drives left, stops, throws it down low. That's Lambert. Looks for Weber on the basket cut. She steps through, fires off the layup. Strong. Putback is no good. Rebound gets deflected out of play off of Lambert. It'll be shattered ball. 3:35 to go in this fourth quarter. Desperation time ahead. Wedderbush throws it over to Cockins. Has a safe. Up top. Spins around. Drives to the left elbow. Gives it over to Wedderbush. Right wing. Now Cockins. Extra pass on. Down low to Turman. He gets a shot blocked on there by Lambert. Seconds left on the shot clock. Dawkins inbounds it to Brooklyn Hoffman, who's out there, and it's poked away from Hoffman. Mark Seabomb picks it up in the corner. Seabomb will cross over. Rodebush goes to the left side elbow, picks up her dribble, and slips as she did that. It'll be Chattern basketball. 3 minutes to go. 13-point game. Dawkins grabs the left side. Poked from her. She falls to the ground. Fight for it on the ground. It'll be a tie-up. Shattering basketball. It'll be Dawkins to inbound and shot clock at 27. 2:25 to go in this fourth quarter. Hey, coming up on the 5th-7. No excuses. Just results. Open 7 days a week posting. So we'll recap this one. Get you set for tomorrow. Most games for Shattern will have been final by the time we're done. Don't have a score from the boys game. We'll get that a little bit later on the night. Check out the website, shatterhead.com. Seabomb at the left wing. Drives the left elbow. Give and go. Looking for Bailey. Gets deflected across the baseline. Shattern basketball. And Jesse Alcorn checks back in for the Cardinals. Dryce goes to the bench. Bailey will inbound it. Lions looking for their second win of the season. Not beating Shattern over a year. Seabomb drives inside, kicks it out. To Marsteller, bounce pass to Bailey. Deep two taken off the right side rim. Marsteller gets the rebound, slapped away from her. Dawkins with the steal. 2 minutes to go. Seabomb tries to intercept the pass, looking for a Ritterbush, and the ball ends up in the stand. Henderson will check in for Cockin. Ritterbush will inbound. Henderson gets it back to Ritterbush. Henderson comes left side, extra pass to the near side corner. Thurman drives left wing. Henderson, now Ritterbush, throws it up to Alcorn. Henderson, top of the key. Thurman in trouble and gets tied up. It'll be a Lions basketball. Bo Barron is going to check in for Shattern. It'll be a Lions basketball, yes. 2 minutes to go. 42-29. Alliance with the lead. I believe a timeout just got called. The way things look. Yep, timeout taken. By Shattern. 30-second timeout, minute 56 to go in this one. We'll keep it here. Shattern down by 13. They've been held scoreless in this fourth quarter. 2 points in the second half. Tough one for Shattern as they look to get to the fifth place game for the second straight year. Loss will have them tip off at 10 a.m. tomorrow over at Scottsbluff High School. Win. We'll have them play at 11:30. Boys have already made it to 11:30 right here at Gearing High School. So it'll be Alliance basketball. Fresh shot clock after the tie-up. Bo Barron, Brooklyn Hoffman, Reese Ritterbush, Callie Hendrickson out there for the Cardinals, along with J.C. Thurman. Pass comes inside to Seabomb at the G. On the middle part of the court, will look left. Throw it near side to Marsteller. Marsteller picks up her dribble, finds Weber at the top. Lions killing clock. Seabomb fumbles the reception, picked up by Ritterbush. Erdelich throws a Sturman extra pass down low to Barron. Turns around, missed him, wide right. Gets their own rebound. Throws it up top. Sturman will fire the three. That's wide right. Missed everything. But the baseline, Alliance basketball. Minute 26 to go in this one. D-Bomb will inbound it. D-Bomb drives the basket, missed shot. Off the backboard, rebounded by Hendrickson, 75 seconds to go. And Ask is deflected into the stand. Weber deflected away from Sturman. Scattering basketball, minute 11 to go. Redbush gets the inbound from Hendrickson, gets the screen up high. This is the head fake, gets to the corner. Inside to Barron, skips up top to Sturman. Pass to Hendrickson on the right side corner. Barron turns around, fires off the shot, missed it. Brooklyn Hoffman gets the rebound underneath. And a tie-up is going to be called. It'll be Shattering basketball. 53.9 to go in the game. Shattering will inbound. Hendrickson, left side, top of the key. Waits for Barron to come off the clear screen. Goes through her hands. Ritterbush gets it. Fires it off the bottom of the rim. Barron gets the rebound, but she landed on the baseline. It'll be Alliance basketball. Marsteller, two inbound. She barely gets it in. Hendrickson jumps the pass, deflects it into the Cardinal bench. Marsteller will now inbound. 43.3 to go. Shot clock did not move. Looks like Alliance will get to the fifth place game. Cardinals will drop down to the seventh place game by the way things are looking. D-Bomb in trouble and a timeout taken by Mackenzie Foster. 30-second timeout. We'll keep it here. Chase Thompson, Jet Rasmussen here with you. Cardinals are about to go 0-2 in the Western Conference Tournament. Drop down to the seventh place game at 10 a.m. tomorrow over at Scottsbluff High School. Alliance will move to the fifth place game and take on the winner of Liberty Tree and Mitchell, which actually follows this game right here in Gearing. Boys side of things, Shattern will play at 11:30 a.m. right here at Gearing High School. Against either Mitchell or North Platte. They took down Liberty Tree pretty heavily. I haven't seen the final score yet of that game, but based on a couple of text messages I got, I know that Shattern did win that game. Marsteller will inbound it. 8-second difference between shot and game clock. Weber with the reception. They will let the time tick away. Brooklyn Hoffman tips it away from Weber. Screen set by Marsteller. That's going the other way. Marsteller gave Hoffman a push in the back. 25 on the game clock. Saturn will drop to 10-8 this season. Seventh place game coming up tomorrow. We'll host Hill City next Friday before going to Valentine. Regular season winding its way down. Alliance get their second win of the season. Move to 2-16 on the year. Shot was missed by the Cardinals. Offensive rebound, Ritterbush to end the scoring drought on the fourth. She missed it. Barron gets it, gets fouled on the floor. D-Bomb picks up her fourth. 4.9 to go in this one. Sturman bounces it into Hoffman. No one's home. Alliance basketball. That'll most likely do it. No, they're going to say it's off of Alliance. General will still get a chance to get a couple points in the quarter. Ritterbush sets it in, bound it. Gets it in to Hendrickson. Back to Ritterbush. Ritterbush pushes it up to Hendrickson, and that'll do it for this one. Alliance holds Shattern to 2 points in the second half to win 42-29. This fourth quarter was sponsored by Best Western. West Hills Inn, wherever life takes you, Best Western is there. We'll go ahead and take a break. Come back with the Pitt 7 postgame show. You're tuning in to Shattered Cardinal Basketball on 610 AM KCSR and Shadrad.com.
Your financial future is bright at the Shadron Federal Credit Union. We offer credit builder loans, signature loans, and so much more. Our youth and teen accounts are high interest bearing, helping our youngsters make the most out of their money, in addition to several other youth programs throughout the year. For our other members, we offer IRAs and CDs, along with other programs to ensure a successful financial future at Shadron Federal Credit Union. 126 East 3rd in Shadron, where members mean more than money.
The promise to your baby that there's nothing in this world you wouldn't do for them. Braiding your daughter's hair or taking care of a sick parent. For 175 years, New York Life Insurance Company has lived by this belief. Love is more than a feeling. It's an action. Putting your love into action starts with a simple phone call to me, Noelle Vulcan, your local New York Life agent. I can be reached at 605-716-0800 or at newyorklife.com. I will make sure your needs always come first, just like you do for your family.
People bank with people. At Platte Valley Bank, not only do we provide a wide array of financial services, we also provide leadership and volunteer time to support many community activities. We give our time, talent, and resources to help local organizations that have an impact on our friends and neighbors. Building long-term relationships with our customers and a strong commitment to our community is the way we do business.
Platte Valley Bank, member FDIC.
Arrow Building Center in Chatham is a big supporter of high school sports. So much that when the CHS boys or girls basketball teams hit a shot from inside the paint, it reminds us that Arrow Building Center in Chatham cheers for the home team. From interior and exterior paints to all of your needed painting accessories, Arrow has everything you need to do the job right. Go Cards, on the floor, the mat, or any other extracurricular activity you're part of. From the crew at Arrow Building Center, West Highway 20 in Chatham.
This is the Fit 7 postgame show. Fit 7, no excuses, just results. Open 7 days a week.
Welcome back to Gearing High School. Shattern Cardinals fall to the Lions Bulldogs 42-29 in Western Conference Consolation semifinal action. Cardinals drafted 10-8 on the season. The Lions Bulldogs moved to 2-16 this season. Josie Alcorn led the Cardinals with 8 points all in the first half and into the third quarter. Joe Grice had 6 points for the Cardinals. Jake Gooder had 4. Sophie Watson had 5. And Reese Bitterbush had 3. Brooklyn Hoffman added in a free throw for the Cardinals. They dropped 2 straight and move to the 7th place game of the Western Conference Tournament, which will happen over at Scottsbluff High School beginning at 11 a.m. tomorrow, at 10 a.m. tomorrow, I beg your pardon. On the flip side of things for the Lions Bulldogs, it was a showcase in the second half. Addison Weber led the Bulldogs with 13 points. Macy Seabaum had 12. Brooks Bailey had 7 for the Bulldogs. Bass Cody with 4 as the Lions gets their second one of the season and ends a 4-game losing streak to the Shattering Cardinals in this one. The Lions will move to the 5th place game beginning at 11:30 tomorrow over at Scottsbluff High School. Shattern was up to 2 points in the second half. They were up 27-15 at the half. So, yeah, it was 2 points in the second half. Up 27-15. Lions went on a run in the second half. 27-2 run in that second half. We'll go ahead and take a break. We'll come back and wrap this one up. You're tuning in to Shattern Cardinal Basketball right here on 610 AM KCSR and Shadrad.com.
Ready to ignite your fitness journey? Fit 7 is where your transformation begins. No more waiting. Whenever you're ready to unleash your potential, Fit 7 is ready for you. Dive into heart-pounding personal training sessions with their elite coaches or fire up your passion in their adrenaline-pumping group fitness classes. They have everything to push you beyond your limits. Don't wait another second. Your epic transformation starts now at Fit 7. No excuses, just results. Make sure to find them on Facebook.
I've seen better days. Years of game day cheering has taken their toll. Leaning back, I've supported countless touchdowns, field goals, and heartbreaks, but now I'm feeling the strain. Don't let your game day comfort be a casualty. Head to Home Haven Furniture and Appliance for a new recliner that can handle the excitement of football season. You deserve to relax and enjoy the game in style. Home Haven Furniture and Appliance, where your game day greatness begins.
Big Bats Conoco, located at 1250 West Highway 20 in Chatterton, is your one-stop shop for those halftime snacks you're going to need. Not only can you stop and fuel your vehicle, but they have everything inside you'll need to fuel your stomach. Their store is filled with any snack you could desire, right down to pizza. Big Bats also offers a car wash, an ATM, and stations to plug in that new electronic car you just bought. Big Bats is your go-to place 24 hours a day for fuel, snacks, beer, car washes, and electric vehicle charging stations.
Welcome back to Gearing High School. We wrap this one up on the 5th-7 post-game show. The Lions Bulldogs defeat the Chatterton Cardinals 42-29 to knock Chatterton into the 7th-place game of the Western Conference Tournament. That will begin at 10 a.m. tomorrow. On the flip side of things, for the boys, they did defeat Liberty Tree Academy. Don't know the final score yet. I will find that out. Be sure to check out the sports tab on the website, shadrad.com, later on tonight. We'll probably have the story up at about 9 o'clock tonight. As I get ready to turn around and come back down here to Scottsbluff River Valley tomorrow. I will have the schedule for tomorrow of our coverage right on that story as well. So check the website. I will get that up as soon as possible when I get back to Chatterton here in about 2.5 hours. Final stats once again for the Chatterton Cardinals. Josie Alcorn led with 8 points. Joe Grice with 6. Jay Gooder with 4 points. I forgot to mention that Sophie Watson had 5. Reese Ritterbush with 3. And Brooklyn Hoffman with 1. Chatterton went 8-10 from the free throw line. It was a pretty good night from the charity stripe for the Cardinals as they fall 42-29. Well, that'll do it for us from Gearing here tonight. Special thanks to Jet Rasmussen for stepping in the Platte Valley Bank KCSR studios in downtown Chatterton, running the board the past few games. Again, we'll have our plans with the game story coming up later on tonight underneath the sports tab on shadrad.com. I'm Chase Thompson saying so long from Gearing and good night. You've been tuning in to Chatterton Cardinal Basketball on 610 AM KCSR and shadrad.com. Good night, everybody.
Ready to ignite your fitness journey? Fit 7 is where your transformation begins. No more waiting. Whenever you're ready to unleash your potential, Fit 7 is ready for you. Dive into heart-pounding personal training sessions with their elite coaches or fire up your passion in their adrenaline-pumping group fitness classes. They have everything to push you beyond your limits. Don't wait another second. Your epic transformation starts now at Fit 7. No excuses, just results. Make sure to find them on Facebook.
Everybody talks about hometown banking, but what does that mean? I'm sure there's an impressive corporate answer to that question, but for small town folks, hometown banking is working with a financial partner that knows you and knows your goals, cares about your family, and that you see at various community functions. The folks at Security First Banks along Highway 20 are the definition of a hometown bank, and if you're looking for what they've got, visit any of the Security First Bank locations in Chatterton, Crawford, and Hay Springs. Security First Bank, banking with you in mind.
Let's face it, buying a new vehicle can be super fun and exciting, but also really stressful. That's why Eagle Chevrolet has the qualified sales personnel to help you find exactly what you're looking for. The team at Eagle understands that this vehicle isn't just for transportation. It's the vehicle you trust to get you to the game, or the music concert, or that dance recital. Head down to the corner of Highway 35 and 20 in Chatterton, where the people at Eagle Chevrolet understand your values. 308-432-5583.
So, we tried to warn you, but you didn't listen. And now you're stuck on the side of the road in the middle of nowhere. Your vehicle won't start, the kids are already complaining that they're bored and hungry, and you have no cell service. At least you have a coyote, or coyotes, to keep you company. That all could have been avoided with a trip to Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts. Remember, a little bit of preventative maintenance goes a long ways. Stop by Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts, 504 West 3rd Street, in Chatterton, unless you like being stranded.
Heritage Seed, located at 324 Main Street in Crawford, is your only destination for all your farm and ranch needs. At Heritage Seed, your trust is their top priority. They offer everything in the seed category, from custom cleaning to grass, crop, and garden seeds. They have a large selection of horse feed and supplies. Plus, they don't forget about your smaller best friends either, with a great selection for them too. If you can't stop in, give Jason and the crew a call at 308-665-1672.
Ready to ignite your fitness journey? Fit7 is where your transformation begins. No more waiting. Whenever you're ready to unleash your potential, Fit7 is ready for you. Dive into heart-pounding personal training sessions with their elite coaches or fire up your passion in their adrenaline-pumping group fitness classes. They have everything to push you beyond your limits. Don't wait another second. Your epic transformation starts now at Fit7. No excuses, just results. Make sure to find them on Facebook.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Shadrach Communication Sports. Any rebroadcast or retransmission of the broadcast or use of this broadcast without written permission of Shadrach Communications is prohibited. For archived audio of this broadcast, please visit shadrach.com.
Live coverage of area wrestlers at the Nebraska State High School Wrestling Tournament is being aired on AM 610 KCSR, FM 107.7 KBPY, and on Shadrad.com. Say thanks to these sponsors, Security First Banks of Shadron, Hay Springs, Crawford, and Harrison, proud to help bring you live state wrestling coverage. Home Haven Furniture and Appliance in Shadron, where your story begins and where they support all area wrestlers. And The Ridge in downtown Shadron, you never know what Ron's cooking up.
We all know that Just Love Coffee in downtown Shadron has a menu spilling over with all of your favorites. But sometimes we just can't get away long enough to stop in and indulge. But what if I told you that Just Love Coffee would come straight to you? Place your order online or call it in at 432-2000 to get it delivered. Just Love Coffee offers delivery on every order of $10 or more. Life just got a little bit easier with delivery from Just Love Coffee at the corner of 3rd and Main in downtown Shadron.
Must be doing something wrong, baby, I don't know. But the goldfish are floating at the top of the boat. And the dog, he won't eat, he just lays around. All night long, he makes a lonesome sound. I know I had it coming and it's all my fault, but baby, come back before you kill us all. The way the plants are dying, you swear it's fall. Looks just like autumn up and down the hall. And I talk to him, baby, like you're supposed to do. But they're tired of hearing about me missing you. I may not make it out of
said goodbye in Marina Del Rey. I had a good time, was the last thing I heard her say. As I walked away, and on the plane back to Tennessee, my mind comes across her memory. And yesterday in Marina Del Rey, on a hidden beach under a golden sun, she spread a blanket that we laid down on and loved the world's way in Marina Del Rey. And as we looked into each other's eyes, we found our bodies lost in paradise, like castaways in Marina Del Rey. Like the ocean tides, highs and lows, love sometimes comes and goes away in Marina Del Rey. And as this plane is touching down, tears touch my eyes, for I have found my heart has stayed in Marina Del Rey. On a hidden beach under a golden sun, she spread a blanket that we laid down on and loved the world away in Marina Del Rey. And as we looked into each other's eyes, found our bodies lost in paradise, like castaways in Marina Del Rey. We said goodbye in Marina Del Rey.
When severe weather strikes, turn to your trusted source for the latest information at Stereo AM 610 KCSR. KCSR.
This 18 wheel is rolling heavy through the desert night. I've been driving all day. Just pulled out of Santa Fe. I'm gonna make it home by the break of day, cause the midnight hauler is cannonballing home. Got my load strapped down and my Peterbilt's wound up tight. I got my saddle full of diesel and my battery full of coffee and white. Thought I'm a talking on the radio, keeping track of old Smokey Joe. The midnight hauler is cannonballing on home. I got a little woman waiting back in OKC. Lord, that sweet gentle woman don't love nobody but old R.B. I just called her on the telephone. I said tomorrow night she won't sleep alone, cause the midnight hauler is cannonballing on home. I'm streaking across the desert like a lightning flash. I'm coming home, baby, gotta get there fast.